Sherry and Fels was just about to take up the resolution reprimanding Congressman Joe Wilson when party leaders called a recess. To Democratic Whip Jim Clyburn, letting the issue go by without some House action is setting a bad example.
I'm interested in the hall of the House fulfilling its role as the most prominent classroom in America.
Congressman Joe Wilson says he's already apologized to the White House, and that's it. Sherry.
ABC's Vic Ratner live. The FDA has approved the new swine flu vaccine, paving the way for distribution as early as the second week of October. Who'll get priority?
Pregnant women, because they're really susceptible to the complications of influenza, healthcare workers, and then children and young adults starting at age 6 months all the way through to 24 years of age.
Vanderbilt Medical Center's Dr. William Schaffner. Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke says the worst recession since the 1930s is probably over, but for many, the pain will persist for some time. Police in Northern California are back at the home of a California couple accused of holding a girl captive for 18 years.
Police believe Philip and Nancy Garrido may have kidnapped two girls in the late 80s before they allegedly took J.C. Dugard in 1991.
This is one of the strongest leads we've pursued thus far.
Lieutenant Chris Ory says crime scene techs are searching the home for evidence. In both cases, a car similar to one belonging to Philip Garrido was driven by the kidnapper.
We are going to be bringing in some specialized equipment that was not used in initial searches.
Police are looking for DNA, clothing, or even human remains in the Garrido's backyard. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Markets, Dow up 65 points, NASDAQ up 11. You're listening to ABC News.
Being Ready, a true story from Farmers Insurance. Will, a farmer's client.
Everything around the house was on fire.
Bart Baker, a farmer's agent.
2 or 3 weeks prior to the fire, we had a meeting to discuss the steps that you need to do to help save their home.
Fortunately, it all worked out. The house is saved.
Are you this ready? Get to know a farmer's agent today. For auto, home, business, or life insurance, visit farmers.com. Because ready feels good.
Of all the things that have gotten smaller, like phones, or cars, or dogs, maybe Centrum and age-adjusted Centrum Silver are among the most important. Complete from A to Zinc, and now available in new, smaller tablet formulas from the number one doctor-recommended multivitamin brand. New, smaller tablet formula Centrum and age-adjusted Centrum Silver. Take along with a healthy diet and exercise.
President Obama visited a GM plant in Ohio today.
The Cash for Clunkers program is bringing workers back to a GM plant in Lordstown, Ohio, where President Obama took a look at the assembly line churning out Chevy Cobalts.
More than 1,000 will be coming back to work in less than 3 weeks as production of the Cobalt ramps up.
Here in Washington, the administration is launching new fuel efficiency standards. Ann Compton, ABC News, the White House.
The president also touted the health care reform plan with members of the AFL-CIO in Pittsburgh. U.S. agents have arrested 21 people, 9 of them American Airlines employees, accused of smuggling suitcases loaded with cocaine on flights from Puerto Rico into the United States. In South Florida today, one high school student is in custody, another is dead. ABC's Matt Gutman has more from Coral Gables.
On lockdown for hours, most of the information that seeped out of the school came through text messages from students.
Well, my friend sent me a text saying that somebody's got stabbed.
Michelle Vasquez's sister is inside.
My sister's in there. That's the only thing I'm thinking about. Hopefully they're going to send them out soon so I can just hug her.
Police say the fight broke out between first and second periods and that one student pulled a switchblade, stabbing the other in the chest. Matt Gutman, ABC News, Coral Gables, Florida.
Former Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice bought memberships in two golf clubs in her hometown of Birmingham, Alabama. One of them didn't accept black members until 1990. This is ABC News.
Psst, hey, over here.
What?
Yeah, it's me. The printed internet directions you crumpled up and left in the back seat. What's with the cold shoulder lately?
Oh, right. I'm sorry. I got a TomTom GPS.
What?
Yeah, I kind of got tired of risking my life trying to read you while driving, so now I just plug in an address and TomTom gets me there much faster with clear spoken directions.
Well, that's dumb.
No, what's dumb is the 18 steps you'd give me just to get out of the driveway.
I was just being thorough.
Say goodbye to printed internet directions. Say hello to TomTom.
I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
KGO Radio News Time 105. Good afternoon. I'm Brett Burkhart. New developments at the home of the couple accused of kidnapping J.C. Dugard.
There are dozens and dozens more investigators here today.
KGO's Ravi Paramount is in Antioch, where investigators from all over the East Bay are looking for connections to other kidnappings.
The November 88 abduction of Michaela Garrett in Hayward, and the January 89 kidnapping of Eileen Mishaloff from Dublin.
And there are new developments in the death of an Orinda teen. Personnel with the Northern California Transplant Bank in Oakland say they are the ones who administered papaverine, to the teen after his death. The high levels of the drug had led the coroner to conclude that a combination of it with the alcohol caused his death. And with a KGO 24-hour traffic check, it's Terry Rouse.
Fairfield crash. Eastbound 80 after the truck scales a van and a car blocking the left lane. Hey, Toyota owners, right now when you buy three tires, you get the fourth for a dollar. Visit a participating genuine Toyota service center today. Some restrictions apply. Ends September 30th. Terry Rouse, KGO Radio News.
Mostly sunny today. Highs between the 60s and 80s. Same for tomorrow. It's 73 in San Francisco. I'm Brett Burkhart, KGO Radio News.
From his larynx to your hand-to-hand brain, advice for life with America's doctor, Dr. Dina Dell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dina Dell. Welcome once again to the program. I guess this is my favorite March. You know, we march for everything. There have been articles in the past we've discussed that some cities, municipalities are overwhelmed by marches. The march for this, I won't mention anything because I'll seem mean-spirited. Your march for that. What about this one? Would you say something if a loved one was abusing themselves, like a smoker, a drug addict? You can now speak up because to do your part, there's going to be a Memorial Day event, the Walk for Obesity. Friends don't let friends eat junk. Now, can you imagine yourself throwing your body between the fast food counter and your best friend saying, no, friends don't let friends eat junk food? And this is serious. I laughed at first, and then I said, well, in a way, this is reasonable and maybe even more reasonable than other kinds of events. It just struck me as the ultimate in what? What is this? I can't put my finger on it. I can't exactly find the word, from preposterous to the ultimate in health nagging. And yet, of course, they says when people become obese, they risk their lives, and they talk about all the mayhem and deaths in the United States due to obesity. And if it had a name and it were a disease, everybody would have banners and be wearing little ribbons and plastic bracelets, don't you think? Help us spread the word to stop obesity. Now, this is really going to help. Nevertheless, I just offer it as a testimonial to these here times we live in. Now, here's one. This is the best nanny state news I've heard in a while. Clip-on ties will now be required in place of ties at school. Now, right away, you know, this ain't America, right? When's the last time I had to wear a jacket and tie to class in high school, right? Anyway, in England, schools now are switching because of the fear that the necktie will get caught in equipment or it will strangle the pupils. And then also, clip-on ties will stop pupils from customizing the size of their knots to make a statement. It is an instrument of social leveling. Whew. How do you like that? You think things are tough and strict here. Here are two pieces of wire copy, one from Fox News, the other one the BBC. They go together beautifully. I didn't report this to you, was it yesterday or the day before? Just didn't get, you know, I start the show with a pile of stuff, and as far down as I get when the clock tells me, Dean, you're done. China building its first sexually explicit theme park with giant genitalia sculptures, suggestive exhibits. There are photos in here. I cannot believe it's China. Happens to be in Chongqing, where I expect to be soon and visit. I'm figuring, hey, I'm putting this on the map. They won't be open until the fall. Nevertheless, sex is taboo in China, and really people need this information. And I'm sitting saying, boy, all the things that tell you that China is changing.
right? And the pictures, once again, would astound you to think this is happening in China. Oops. I'm sorry. China's first sex theme park is being torn down before it even opened. The owner said, China Daily said the owners were interested only in profiting from sensationalism. Well, sure, what else is new? Loveland was to have included displays of giant genitals, naked bodies, and the history of sex. The plans left Chongqing officials red-faced. The officials called the planned park vulgar, evil-minded, and misleading. Ill-minded. I can't quite read the word here. And that didn't take long at all. So lucky I didn't do it, because in the reruns of the show, it sounded like we were believing it was really going to happen. Okay, poolside fun this summer. Got a few poolside stories for you. This is a beauty. A breastfeeding mom tossed out of a pool trying to breastfeed her 11-week-old child. Why? Because a sign said no food or drink by the pool. So I ask you, is breastfeeding drink? Usually no drink by the pool because of glasses. At least when I was a kid, they didn't want the glass bottles or glasses themselves in an era of plastic everything. Do they still have those rules? No poolside eating or drinking? When I was a kid, of course, my mother said, that's because if you eat and you go in the pool, you'll get a stitch in your side and you'll sink to the bottom and die. I never did understand that one. We've had that question on the air more than once. So anyway, it is amazing. We live in a world where a woman can't breastfeed her child by the pool, yet you can go many places in this world where women don't even have to wear a top by the pool. Speaking of the pool, this is all over the place. I got the details for you. 17% of you admit to peeing in the pool. 78% of you suspect their fellow swimmers are urinating in the pool. Now, we're a little paranoid here. I don't know what percentage of people you think are doing that. And they actually talk about coming across little warm spots in the pool. And it's the most popular admonition, but there are other poolside confessions that could cause more illness, according to Water Quality and Health Council. And this is coming from the Chlorine Chemistry Division of the American Chemistry Council. See, chlorine's earned a little bit of a bad name, but people don't realize what the world would be like without chlorine. No one ever thinks of that. All we do is complain and complain and complain. From serious subjects like, you know, vaccination to one part per billion of anything in your food. 65% of you skip showering before entering a pool. I've seen the little signs. I mean, is it a rule or is it not a rule? If it's a rule, make it a rule. Put a fence. And we don't know how many of those who bother the shower use soap. There's no soap, is there? By the shower, in the shower, where you might next to the pool. I won't get you into the fecal matter part of this particular discussion, but the warning is: do not swallow pool water, and lots of other common sense advice about children. And, of course, you know, this I did not know, and I'm not sure I completely get it, that overbearing chlorine smell that sometimes you see in a pool, I usually figure, hey, let them overchlorinate it. I'd rather deal with overchlorination than under, but they say it's caused more from the chemical reaction of chlorine with urine than excess chlorine itself. Once you're in the pool, they recommend touch the sides of the pool. If the tiles feel slimy, it says never drink or swallow the water. As in sometimes swallow the water if it doesn't feel slimy. Let's see the other wonderful pieces of advice. Oh, sandbox. Yeah, sandbox will kill your kids, especially if dogs or raccoons have been there before. All right, I'll go easy on you. We'll put that in the pile. And more poolside fun. Consumer Reports reporting today 31% of Americans never wear sunscreen. Now, I'm not so sure that's horrible. It's what you do. If you never wear sunscreen and you sit out in the sun and you bake all day long, okay, you're harming yourself. And most people know when to come in out of the rain. You can't sit in the sun 6 hours without sunscreen. You'll just fry. 22% of people said, though, they would be examined by a doctor for something they thought might be skin cancer. Whoa. 45% of sunscreen users said they were especially bothered by getting sunscreen in their eyes. I don't find that a common issue. I you got to be careful, and it depends on the kind. And 41% of you are also bothered by it sticking to your skin when you use sunscreen. What else? Now, of course, you know, the dermatologists are telling us now you're supposed to go out in the sun, you know, 15 minutes three times a week because you need it for vitamin D. Wish they'd wake, make their minds up. Egg bunkie, you sweat a lot? More poolside fun? Here is a prescription. I've told you this before. You went out and have all these fancy operations to get Botox injected into your armpits. Here is a novel, very, very high-strength topical antiperspirant. For those of you who really, really sweat, it's 15% aluminum chloride and 2% salicylic acid. It's called HydroSal. And what I'm trying to read here is, do you need a prescription? There are high-strength antiperspirants, but this was evidently, in this particular study, 70% of people demonstrated significant improvement with satisfaction, the treatment, well-tolerated, minimum side effects. Just to let you know, it's in a gel base, and that's what's important about this. So if you're frustrated with a lot of sweating, there's something you can do about it. A listener sent this to Heather and insisted we do this on the air. She's all upset and freaked out. It's another one of those aspartame, you know, NutraSweet articles that claims that, I mean, look up. Because there's airplanes just falling out of the sky because pilots are having seizures and dying in the sky from taking in too much NutraSweet aspartame. You know, you just go to a plane wreck, you're just going to see the dead pilot with his fist clutched around his bottle of Diet Coke. I read this. I never saw such nonsense in my life until I saw an MD's name associated with it. And then again, I never saw such nonsense in my life. And I need to remind you, how do I say this? Just because someone has an MD after the name doesn't mean that that is an absolute 100% sign of quality thinking. I mean, there are medical doctors who butcher their children. There are medical doctors who are con artists and scammers. And it should warn you because we are the most highly regulated profession in the world. I can't think of another profession that is as scrutinized as carefully, that has to jump through as many hoops as we do, and still there are bad apples. So when you're going out there and dealing with other kinds of health professionals, buyer beware. I actually found this. I've been looking for this. It was at the bottom of my pile. I just want to remind you about a certain amount of hypocrisy in our government. I'm looking at U.S. patent 6,630,507. It is a patent for a very interesting molecule found in marijuana. And it is a patent that is assigned to the United States of America, as represented by the Department of Health and Human Services. Now, I might need a patent attorney to help me unravel this and how this can be, how the United States, out of one corner of their mouths, tell us there's no medical benefit to marijuana. And at the same time, they are trying to patent here CBD, a very, very important molecule that does not make you high, is found in low quantities in the powerful marijuana that's grown today. This stuff is found in the leaves and the male plants and weaker forms of marijuana. And the abstract to this patent says, cannabinoids have been found to have antioxidant properties unrelated to MN, forget all this stuff. The newfound property makes it useful in treatment prophylaxis of a wide variety of associated diseases like ischemic age-related inflammatory autoimmune disease. Ischemic means lack of oxygen. Inflammatory diseases, autoimmune diseases, you know what that are. Those are. Cannabinoids are found to particular application as neuroprotectants, protecting and limiting neurological damage following strokes and trauma. And diseases like Alzheimer's, Parkinson's, HIV, dementia. Non-psychoactive cannabinoids, such as cannabidiol, are particularly advantageous to use because they avoid it goes on and on and on, talking about all the wonderful benefits of medical marijuana in a patent for these ingredients to the United States of America. As I said, look it up. 6,630,507. Okay, got that one off my chest. An answer to a question that we commonly get about flu vaccine, And I've told you any flu vaccine may spill over to other kinds of diseases because when the immune system turns on to fight one particular disease, it can turn on to fight other things to a lesser degree. Here's a study. Illnesses with symptoms similar to the flu are common in older workers, and flu shots cut in half the risk of such diseases. Influenza-like illnesses, a huge burden. That's where you get fever and you're miserable, but it's not exactly the influenza virus. With vaccination, there was a substantial reduction in the risk of influenza-like viruses. Right? Okay? All right, this one we got to talk about. All right, you won. Let's suppose you win American Idol. We're talking fame and fortune. What does fame and fortune do for your health? Mental and physical. You tell me, and then I'll give you the results of the study. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255. I'm Dr. Dean Adell.
Hi, I'm Jim Palmer. Over 10 years ago, my orthopedic doctor gave me a choice, an eventual knee replacement or start taking Cosamin. Well, I chose Cosamin, and so should you. It's the number one orthopedic recommended glucosamine chondroitin sulfate brand. If you want your joints to last, do what I do. Take new Cosamin ASU.
Try original Cosamin DS or more potent Cosamin ASU. For coupons or where to buy, call 1-877-COSAMIN. That's COSAMIN. Or visit helpyourjoints.com.
Did you know the most common cause of blindness in people age 60 and over is a chronic condition called wet age-related macular degeneration? Wet AMD doesn't happen overnight, though in some people it can develop very quickly. It begins with symptoms, including wavy lines, hazy vision, and blurriness. So if you aren't seeing clearly, see an ophthalmologist and get checked now, because early detection followed by proper treatment by a retina specialist is key. This message was brought to you by the American Society of Retina Specialists and Genentech.
Individual results may vary. Program not available in all states. See contract for complete terms.
If your credit card debt is out of control, if you're in over your head dealing with monthly payments, there's powerful information you need to know about the government's bailout of credit card companies. If you have more than $10,000 in credit card debt, you have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe with monthly payments you can afford. Credit card companies have been given billions and need to clean their books once and for all. And that's great news for you. We're Credit Answers, and we'd like to offer for you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt with payment plans customized for you. It's yours free by calling 1-800-795-5494. Don't declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and learn how we have saved our clients millions. Live better, debt free. For free information on how to settle your credit card debt in a government bailout era, call 1-800-795-5494. That's 1-800-795-5494. 1-800-795-5494.
Welcome to Wayne's Internet Emporium.
Hey, partner, what can I do you for?
I'm looking to get more download speed for my dollar. Something fast but affordable.
This here's a classic. You can't find dial-up like this anymore.
Isn't that a good thing?
All right, all right. Well, take a look at this beaut, the DSL-768K. Talk about a speedster.
Have anything faster?
Faster? Not at these prices.
At Comcast, they offered me a lot more speed for less.
Oh, well, how about I throw in a nice modem cover? Hey, where you going, kid?
Want more download speed for your dollar? Switch to Comcast Performance High-Speed Internet with Power Boost. We've doubled our speeds for the same price. Plus, you get the highly acclaimed McAfee Security Suite included. AT&T can't say that. All from America's leading fiber optic network for TV, phone, and internet. Sign up for just $24.99 a month for 6 months. Call 1-800-COMCAST or visit Comcast.com now. Because getting more for less matters.
Offer ends 10/31/09. Restrictions apply. New residential customers only. After promo, regular rates apply. Equipment installation and taxes extra.
How do you want to feel today? Call 800-548-8255. 800-548-TALK. And be well with Dr. Dean Adell.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dean Adell here. Welcome to the program. Let's talk to Lori. How you doing, Lori?
Hi, Dr. Adell.
Hi.
I have a friend who has a lot of anxiety, and she's been experiencing PVCs. She did wear a Holter monitor for a 24-hour period and I think had about 47 of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I keep telling her I think it's her anxiety that's causing them, but then again, I don't know. And I'm just wondering if it's...
yeah, you got to be careful. Yeah, I know. You got to be very careful when you do things like that, because people will believe you, and they'll assume it's anxiety. They might not think they need to see a cardiologist, and they drop dead, and you have that on your shoulders. So be very careful making suggestions and speculating like that, because indeed, when we are anxious, our body does pour out adrenaline, and adrenaline can make the heart more sensitive to certain types of arrhythmias. And in some of them, it actually is debatable. In others, it's not. So I would say at this particular point, I'd be very, very careful, because premature ventricular contractions, while in and of themselves can be seen in folks who are normal, they can get out of hand. And arrhythmias, many people confuse with the sensation of feeling your heart. I guess that's the deal. Most people use the word palpitations, and a palpitation means you can sense your heart beating. And if you can sense your heart beating, it disturbs some people. Now, an arrhythmia is when your heart is beating erratically, arrhythmically. Your heart goes, you know, leapt up, leapt up, leapt up, happily along. But it has to be, a regular rhythm or an irregular rhythm for it to be a problem. And so there are so many different kinds, And indeed, anxiety can cause some of them. All right, Heather, my screen's down. What's next?
Mary.
Okay, Mary, you're on the air, Mary. Welcome.
Hi, Dr. Dinardo. I've listened to you for years and quote you all the time.
I'm so sorry, Mary. you need to get a life, Mary.
I'm working on it. My mother died about 3 months ago of WKS.
Oh. Okay.
Which is Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome.
Yes.
And
how'd that happen to her? Did that happen? How'd that happen to her?
Drinking too much.
Yes, I didn't want to accuse your mom of drinking too much, but I wanted to make sure that people know that alcohol can do this to the brain. Go ahead, describe what happened.
Well, what happened is dementia. At first, you know, started doing things like not knowing where she was in the morning, and then you know, and stuff like that, and then she became psychotic.
Yep.
And had to end up on Haldol, Risperdal, Ativan, Valium, and Remeron. This cocktail. And it brought her back to Earth, and she knew where she was when she woke up in the morning. And, you know, it's same thing like at night. She wasn't sundowning. You know, it was, but what my question is, you know, my aunt also has dementia, and she's had it for years, still knows everybody's name in the family. And I know that when I read the obits, which I know I shouldn't do, I live in a retirement community, so I am curious how, you know. Anyway, I know there's vascular dementia. There's WKS. They think it's underdiagnosed, like what my mother had, because especially her generation.
And then there's Alzheimer's.
Well, WKS is Alzheimer's?
No. I think you were about to discuss or ask me about the various types of dementia and the two big divisions, because I agree with you that Wernicke-Korsakoff syndrome is underdiagnosed and is named after two famous neurologists, caused by alcohol toxicity to the brain. Now, if I can be crude for a moment, the alcohol just rots your brain. That's it. And it's a horrible thing to see, and you described it beautifully as elements of Alzheimer's, elements of psychosis, all kinds of stuff. And but the more common dementias are either blood vessel related, the brain is starved from oxygen, your arteries are hardening just like they are to your heart, the coronary arteries. And it is a very... It is sometimes difficult to tell the difference, but there are certain characteristics. Alzheimer's often has a personality component, a more rapid descent than vascular dementia, which I guess traditionally was, you know, the old, all the jokes about grandma forgetting all kinds of things. They can be hard to tell apart. The causes are ultimately very different. In Alzheimer's, the cells have some, we think, a protein that disrupts them, and lack of oxygen in the vascular kind. All right, we're going to talk about fame and fortune, good looks, the admiration of others. Does that make you happy, unhappy, healthy, unhealthy? In case you're out there pursuing fame and fortune, 1-800-548-TALK.
This is an update from the KGO Radio Newsroom. New Haven police say they have a person of interest in the murder of Yale graduate student Annie Lay. Medical examiner is also withholding autopsy results at the request of the prosecutor. Police investigators are once again searching the Antioch property and home of Philip Garrido, the suspect in the 18-year-long kidnapping ordeal of J.C. Lee Dugard. They are now trying to determine whether he is connected to the 1988 and 89 disappearances of Michaela Garrick and Eileen Mischeloff. On Wall Street, the Dow Industrials picked up 56 points at 9,683. Lloyd Lindsay Young forecasting mostly sunny this afternoon. Rosie Allen, KGO Radio News.
We had three boys, so we tried for a girl. Now we have four boys. Four.
There's no family quite like your family.
Yep. Head lice. My kid is that kid.
Which is why Sutter Health created thedoctorforyou.com. Here you can search for a doctor who fits your family's needs. Plus, many Sutter doctors now offer My Sutter online.
Oh, my daughter will pick up anything. Sweetie, don't put that in your mouth, please. That's no good. Excuse me.
From requesting appointments, viewing lab results, and much more, My Sutter Online is the easy way to keep up with your family's health on your terms.
Kids bring so much into your life, like colds.
And because it's Sutter Health, you can rest assured you're choosing a doctor who will partner with you to provide personalized care. Go to thedoctorforyou.com today. Sutter Health, with you for life.
Make sure your health plan includes Sutter East Bay Medical Foundation and Eden Medical Center, members of the Sutter Health family. Sutter Health, with you for life.
Hi, I'm Alan Hyman, chairman of Fremont Bank. In this economy, why spend any more than you have to? Mortgage rates have dropped, and even if your home's value has declined, call Fremont Bank. Right now, the rate on our fixed-rate mortgage is as low as 4.625% APR with no closing cost or points. Call 866-341-REFI to speak with one of our loan officers to find out if refinancing your mortgage can lower your monthly payment. They'll answer your questions and start your application right over the phone. It's quick and easy. Even in this housing market, make the call today about these historically low mortgage rates, as low as 4.625% APR on a fixed-rate mortgage with Fremont Bank. Call 866-341-REFI for details about credit cost and terms, or visit FremontBank.com.
Certain restrictions apply. APR effective 9/14/09, subject to change without notice. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Now at Safeway, you'll find thousands of new everyday low prices down every aisle. Plus, you'll still get our fantastic club card specials. That makes today a great day to load up with everything on your shopping list. This week with your club card, get guaranteed tender boneless top sirloin steak for only $2.69 a pound in the Extreme Value Pack. For a hearty family meal, boneless center cut pork loin whole in the bag is only $1.69 a pound. Plus, exclusively to Safeway, fresh Red Lion nectarines are just 79 cents a pound. Check out this fantastic price on yogurt. Yoplait yogurt is only 50 cents each in selected sizes and varieties. Must buy 10. And don't forget to check this week's ad for super price coupons to get over $60 in savings. From club card savings to our new everyday low prices, at Safeway, you'll always get what you want, when you want it, at the price you need. That's ingredients for life. Safeway.
If you love radio journalism, care about our environment, and want to make a difference, KGO News Talk 810 is looking for you. Hi, it's Brett Burkhart, and our KGO student reporters will research, write, and conduct interviews, edit stories, and produce features. If you are selected, you will also win a Flip Ultra HD camcorder. Just for being selected, visit KGOradio.com for requirements and details. The deadline, September 25th. The KGO Green Student Reporter is brought to you in part by the Bay Area Air Quality Management District and KGO News Talk 810.
Get the best lifestyles with no doubts and no regrets at Chappelle Homes, Alamo Creek neighborhood in Danville. For more information, visit ChappelleHomes.com today.
Hi, everybody. Let's talk about fame and fortune here, because it seems what a lot of people want. We're all not going to be, you know, Susan Boyles. Nevertheless, university researchers, the University of Rochester, tracked and surveyed hundreds of alumni from a bunch of universities, starting from their second year after graduation, and found some interesting things here. Even though, of course, our culture puts a big emphasis on attaining wealth and fame, pursuing those goals does not contribute to having a satisfying life. Things that make your life happy are growing as an individual, having loving relationships, contributing to your community. This is a study in the Journal of Research and Personality shows reaching materialistic and image-related milestones contribute to ill-being. In case you're got the windows down in the car, ill-being, not well-being, ill-being. Despite their accomplishments, individuals experience more negative emotions like shame and anger, more physical symptoms like anxiety, headaches, stomach aches, and loss of energy. When you are reaching for materialistic and image-related milestones. By contrast, individuals who value personal growth, close relationships, community involvement, and physical health are more satisfied as they meet success in those areas. Actually, those things are attainable, aren't they? They're certainly more attainable than wealth and fame. These people experience a deeper sense of well-being, more positive feelings towards themselves, a richer connection with others, and fewer physical signs of stress. So, if you win the lottery, give it back. Don't take it. Be big-hearted about it and say, no, you know, I want more connection with my community. All right, let's talk to Shirley. How are you doing, Shirley? Welcome to the program.
I'm sorry, I heard static.
No, you're there, Shirley. Fire away.
Okay, I have a question about resveratrol and its effectiveness, and if it is effective, where do you get it to be sure that you're not getting some, you know, sawdust?
Yes, well, you get it from grape skins and drinking red wine, and that's about the only place I know you can rely upon, because every time you see research on anything that a supplement manufacturer can figure out how to slam into a pill, they're going to do it. They're going to do it. So now you see resveratrol pills on the market. And the research that's done in resveratrol, which is a substance found in the skin of grapes, which may have powerful health benefits, which may account for many of the benefits seen in drinking red wine. It is not exactly the same stuff you're buying in supplements, if at all. There are no standards. There's no guarantee there's anything in it at all. And you're absolutely right to be skeptical. So I wouldn't go near the product. There are many, many ways to live a long and happy life. Everybody wants the silver bullet. If I could, you know, if I could purge the silver bullet mentality from the American public and their interest in health, you would be so much better off. Everybody wants. Tell me the magic food, Oprah. You know, tell me, Dr. Phil, what pill do I take? It isn't that simple. There are many, many things that contribute, and I can't tell you for sure about resveratrol. Some of the research is interesting in that resveratrol does seem to stimulate the same systems in the body that caloric reduction does. You know, there is a heavy theory and a lot of scientific support for the idea if people just ate 20% fewer calories, that would be the greatest boost to longevity and health that we could come up with. But we don't want that. We'd rather stuff ourselves and then say, take, you know, a pill that promises the same return. So I wouldn't bother. So that's an easy one. Ken, this is Dr. Adele. Welcome to the program, Ken.
Dr. Adele, hey.
Yes, sir.
Let me thank you for being a voice of reason in the wilderness all these years.
Thank you, Ken.
My question today regards an uptick of libido at menopause. Wife and I have been married a long time. Yeah, I had a fairly normal sex life, but lately, you know, with the onset of menopause, things have gone through the roof. And, of course, as a guy, I've just been happy with that.
I am so happy you brought that up, Ken. You can stop right there. Absolutely. You know, there is such an unwritten story in our attitudes about all this. I remember one day, I don't know how many words I can use here, Ken, in answering your question. But I had the NBC show, and we were doing a show on this very, very subject. On this mythology that once a woman reaches a menopause, her sex life ends. And I had a woman on, and she was in her 70s. And I cannot use the language, but I remember using her sound bites in her promotional materials for the show, because, listen, we're up against Oprah and everybody else. And this woman just went on in very, very graphic detail how, as the menopause went on, her sex life got better and better and better. When you see studies which try to sell the idea that the menopause is the end of your sex life, first of all, they lump everybody in together. And they assume that if a woman's coital frequency goes down, that sex is worse. No, it may be fewer times, but it may be through the roof. They do not take into account illness and side effects of the menopause. For instance, a woman is suffering from atrophic vaginitis. That's not going to help her sex life. It makes it painful. And it does not include, of course, many, many women who experience what your wife has experienced. And frankly, because science hasn't studied it, the reasons are speculative. I've heard a lot of gynecologists say, well, you're free from pregnancy, you're free from worrying about your menstrual cycle, you're free from the ups and the downs of that cycle and PMS, you're free, you're mature, you understand a little more what life is about, you're not ridden with guilt, you're ready to grab all the gusto you can. So I have, I don't want to get too personal here, but I absolutely think it is not only possible that it is common, and it's the unwritten story. So I would say to women, you know, don't give up. It can be the greatest time in life for sex and so many other things. You know, a lot of surveys have found that when you ask people in their 80s when the best time in life was, the worst was the teens, the next worst, the 20s and the 30s. And the best time in life, according to people who've lived enough life to have reason to offer up an opinion, is the 50s and the 60s. And the 70s data is tricky because it depends on your health. If you have lousy health, 70s aren't so great. If you have good health, they're as good as, you know, the 50s and the 60s. Once again, there are psychological and personality advantages. You become wiser, you know yourself better, and are free of anxiety and guilt about a lot of things. So a lot of American women just buy into this mythology. And the medical profession, we're partly responsible. We've medicalized it. Menopause is a disease. And we've done studies in places where women don't watch a lot of, you know, a lot of Dr. Phil in the daytime. And they hand it out in these small villages. A study was done in Mexico. They handed out some pamphlets, the same kind of things you'd get from your doctor here in this country, about the menopause. Facts about the menopause from your doctor. And then the other half of the women didn't get that advice. They followed the women through the menopause. Which group do you think wound up with more symptoms and more negative experiences with the menopause? Of course, the group that got the pamphlets. So all day long, you're bombarded with how unhealthy and horrible the menopause is. And I'm not demeaning those women who do have symptoms that are bothersome. Hot flashes are terrible pain. I mentioned another symptom. By the way, the first study I ever saw on the health benefits of sexuality had to do, it was in a Journal of the American Medical Association, about atrophic vaginitis. And the more sex a woman had, the less likely she was to have atrophic vaginitis. So there's that one. So not to demean some of the symptoms, but I think I've made my point. And Ken, thank you for the question. 1-800-548-TALK, 1-800-548-8255.
I just love getting a gift, don't you? This is Elizabeth Hurley for Estee Lauder, and right now at Macy's, you can get a free gift with any $29.50 Estee Lauder purchase. Your gift is worth over $80. You start with a brilliant new makeup look, including a choice of lip and eye shades, plus new advanced night repair and two gorgeous cosmetic bags. Spend a little extra to get even more, an exclusive mascara collection. Quantities are limited, so visit Macy's to get your Estee Lauder gift today.
Earthquakes, floods, fires, all of these natural disasters do less damage than termites do every year. Don't wait until it's too late. Call Pacific Coast Termite for your free detailed inspection at 800-NOW-1900. Thousands of Californians have trusted Pacific Coast Termite to treat and protect their homes and businesses. Pacific Coast Termite is proud to announce the arrival of the new XT2000 Orange Oil Plus. Call today, 800-669-1900, or visit them online at PacificCoastTermite.com.
What does it take to raise the roof on a state-of-the-art new hospital and to raise the bar on high-quality health care in the process? Whatever it takes, we're doing it. In the brand new El Camino Hospital in Mountain View, this amazing hospital will open to patients in mid-November, on time, under budget, and on the cusp of a new era in health care. The hospital was designed from the ground up with patient needs as top priority. The advances are astounding. Every innovation improves efficiency, adds technology, and enhances the patient and visitor experience. What's more, the new hospital will make a seismic change in the delivery of care, literally, as it's one of the first to meet new earthquake safety regulations. Built for today and tomorrow, this is more than a hospital. It's a visionary healthcare destination where we can serve you well for many years to come. Don't miss the Community Day preview event Saturday, October 3rd. Visit www.elcaminohospital.org for information.
Want access to exciting perks that'll make your everyday a little more special? Well, with a Visa Signature credit card, you do. Because with Visa Signature, you get great perks like an advanced screening of Touchstone Pictures' Surrogates, Thursday, September 24th. Bruce Willis stars in the thriller about a utopian society in which people live remotely via robotic surrogates. The perfect world is jolted by a murder that can only be solved by unraveling the vast conspiracy behind the surrogate phenomenon. Visa Signature card holders receive two complimentary tickets, plus popcorn and soda. For tickets to this complimentary advanced screening, visit Fandango.com/Visa Signature. Hurry, space is limited. Surrogates is in theaters September 25th and is rated PG-13. So look in your wallet. If your card says Visa Signature, you get dozens of perks beyond the points, miles, or cash back you already receive. To see all the perks, visit Visa.com/signature. Offers subject to availability and other restrictions may apply. Tickets will only be distributed to a cardholder with a valid U.S.-issued Visa Signature card. For more details, go to Fandango.com/Visa Signature. More people go with Visa.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to the program. Let's talk to Barb in Iowa. How you doing, Barb?
Doing well. Thank you, Dr. Dean. And amen to everything you've said about a happy marriage. Mine is 44 years, great sex life, and one component of that is diet. And
good.
This is my question. Is there a difference between corn syrup and high fructose corn syrup, and are they harmful? I'm a label reader.
Yes, yes. Well, there is a difference. Corn syrup contains, naturally contains dextrose, a type of sugar. But dextrose is only, is not as sweet as, say, even table sugar. So they convert it to fructose, which is very sweet, and that's high fructose corn syrup. So both are laden with sugar. It's just a cheaper way of getting sugar. The real question we have in our minds nowadays is we consume a huge amount of high fructose corn syrup, and that fructose is not metabolized in your body the same way that, say, cane sugar is, even though cane sugar is partly fructose. And because of that, because it doesn't use the insulin system, etc., we think that it trains your brain to crave sweets but doesn't satisfy your brain's craving for sweets, so you want more and more. Personally, I prefer the taste of cane sugar, and I don't eat a lot of sugar, so when I do, I can enjoy it. We had this discussion once on the air about whether people can tell the difference between, for instance, a very, very famous cola drink that in other countries comes with cane sugar, in this country comes with high fructose corn syrup, and there are people who called the program, said yes, they go to their local Hispanic grocery to buy Coca-Cola, we'll name the names here, and the Dinadel program from Mexico, because they like the taste versus the corn syrup, which I always thought is a thicker, less satisfying taste to me. All right, let's talk to Walt. What's on your mind today, Walt? Walt, you there?
Hi, Dr. Riddell.
Okay.
I was wondering, on your body, why does your nose and your ears keep growing? And I was wondering, why... Are there other parts of your body that keep growing? And I notice on some people that grow a little faster as time.
Well, Walt, I would challenge the idea that anything like that is growing. What does happen with your ears and some people's noses is they actually stretch out and they droop. And so when your earlobes start to, like, hang down, it looks like your ears are growing and getting bigger. And every part of your body has a different growth rate. When you look at a baby, for instance, the baby's head, in proportion to their bodies, it appears much larger. So the body grows more quickly as we grow up, you know, during puberty until we stop growing, than the head does. The eyes particularly. If you notice, a baby always seems like they have large eyes. That's because the eyeball doesn't grow as much as we grow up as the rest of our body. So the eyeball stays relatively the same size, relatively. And the head grows, so our eyeballs in an adult look smaller. So once you pass growing, once you pass puberty and you've reached your normal height, The main thing that grows is your belly and your butt, you know, and that's all fat tissue. Other parts of the body don't continue growing like that. Let's talk to Rosalind. How you doing, Rosalind?
Hi, Dr. Dean. Please bear with me. I'm in a lot of pain right now. I'm sorry for a death that I had. I'm a caregiver, and my patient died Saturday. I'd make a long story short, she was sent home on a hospice care of from total neglect to die, and they sent her home filthy, Dr. Ding. Filthy. I mean, you wouldn't send an animal home as nasty as they sent her home. She has no family, and I've been trying to, you know, get her certain care. She was viable. She was up, productive. They treated her like they just wrote her off. Oh, she's 88. Oh, she's this, and she's that. She won't eat. Her tongue was so corroded, so thick, she couldn't swallow. I mean, they treated her with total disrespect, and they sent her home filthy, stinking, with four dirty chucks under her and a dirty pad, dried up feces on her, dirty mouth, dirty cheeks, dirty gown, drinking, and they sent her home like that to die.
And this, make sure I understand, Rosalind. This was a hospital that did that, and they sent her home. They sent her home to hospice, or this was hospice that did that.
They sent her home to hospice just this Wednesday. Right. She died Saturday. Yeah. She stayed home two days. And died.
And so you work for hospice, Rosalind?
I'm sorry?
You work for hospice?
No, I'm a caregiver. I was caring for her. I'm her caregiver.
Gotcha.
They treated her with such total disrespect and I kept saying, she have family. I'm like, what does that have to do with anything? The social worker already knows the particulars. Why are these people, I mean, even to the Orly, the family, what does it have to do with anything? They neglected her so bad. And they sent
Rosalind.
Filthy. I'm appalled. I'm so distraught that they sent her home like that.
Well, listen, you have certainly made a very poignant case here about something that is, I think what you're striking at is bigger than just your individual case, and that is our attitude and our culture about our elderly. And it isn't the same in other places and other times. In other cultures, we tend to think of, because we are so youth-oriented, we need to degrade what it is to age in our culture to aggrandize the youth movement, the selling of product, and media culture in general. And this is the end result. We don't value our senior citizens. In other cultures, they are welcome, they are useful, they are incorporated into local and small groups. And I don't know this particular woman's story, but I certainly, I think what you're stating is deplorable. And I want to compliment you, Rosalind, for caring enough to help to take care of her and becoming outraged. And your outrage is being heard currently. And so I think you've done a lot to make sure and send a message to caregivers in hospitals. And I've been there, I've seen it. A person 88, please, what use are they? They don't have a right to any more life or decency or cleanliness or to be taken care of. The sad thing is I see cases like that, and you're implying, Rosalind, that with a little extra care, the woman might have done well and the outcome might have been different or stayed for a period of time, and we can't second-guess that. So, I applaud you for caring, Rosalind, and I'm sorry about your loss. I'm Dr. Dean Adell, 1-800-548-8255 or TALK.
Fellow insects, welcome to the state of California.
Yay!
They call us invasive pests. Why? We invaded California.
Yeah!
So let's hear it.
We're here and we're hungry.
For the vineyards, orchards, vegetables, and trees. Here are the light brown apple moths. How many grapes did you wreck today?
A ton.
Hey, gypsy moth, tell us.
I never met a tree I didn't like.
Okay, gang, let's go infest California.
Infest.
We can fight invasive pests. Learn how at www.hungrypests.com. That's hungrypests.com, because they're here and they're hungry.
You said it.
A message from the United States Department of Agriculture.
Hi, welcome to Chase.
Hi. Yeah, I've seen your branches popping up all over town.
Yeah, we're new to California.
Well, I run my own business, and, you know, lately I've been getting the same old from my bank. I could use a change.
Well, you're in the right place. Chase has been helping business owners for over two centuries.
Wait, I thought you said you were new.
No, we're new to California, but we've been doing this long enough to know what business owners want in a bank.
So, how can you help me?
Well, for starters, our free business checking has free online bill pay and free account alerts. And our business specialists are here to address your needs.
Great.
Yeah, and your deposits are backed by FDIC insurance, so you know your money's safe. By the way, what business are you in?
Oh, landscaping.
So, you came in to see if the grass was greener?
Yeah, just stick to banking.
Chase may be new to California, but we're not new to what matters to business owners. Visit a branch or go to chase.com/CA today.
Deposit products provided by JPMorgan Chase Bank N.A., member FDIC.
Okay, everyone. Adobe is donating money to help a school go green every time someone signs up for a free trial of its web conferencing software. So even when we have bad meetings, we'll be doing good.
Like if I told you I made up the sales figures.
Or that we just lost our largest client.
Or that we're being evicted from our office.
Good meeting, everyone. Keep it up.
Have more productive meetings, spare the environment, and help a local school go green. With Adobe Connect web conferencing, every meeting is a good meeting. Details at connectandconserve.com. Donations made to the U.S. Green Building Council up to a total of $300,000.
This anniversary, give the one you love a very special gift. Your friends at Gleim the Jeweler, your official Rolex jeweler, remind you that there's nothing like the gift of an elegant Rolex timepiece to commemorate a lifetime together. So no matter which Rolex you choose, you'll be giving a gift of lasting quality, beauty, and durability. This anniversary, give a gift as precious as your love. Give a Rolex. See a selection of Rolex timepieces at Gleim the Jeweler, your official Rolex jeweler in Los Altos and Palo Alto at the Stanford Shopping Center. Gleim the Jeweler, since 1931.
Hi, everybody. Dr. Dinadel here. Let's talk to Connie. How you doing, Connie?
Hey. You know, I sunbathe for 15 to 30 minutes without using sunblock because I think sunblock may impair the manufacturing and absorption of vitamin D. Mm-hmm. I just sunbathe the rear end and my abdominal area through a window because I live upstairs, so the only thing is just a bird flies by now and then.
that bird says, "Oh my gosh, what
look
is
like lovebirds?
What is that? I'm seeing through that." I'm sorry, Connie. It's just a visual image. That's making
the rear end in the abdominal areas. I guess right. The sun is aging, right?
All right. Well, first of all, Connie, I do, and I'm not kibitzing with you at this. It's an important question. Yet you have the window open, right? The glass is up and out of the way.
The glass, and it's just the sun comes through the screen.
Yes, okay. The screen would modify a little bit, but through the glass, you actually would be blocking the rays that can help. So, yes, that's absolutely fine, and if you're limiting it to that, I'm with you. You don't need sunscreen, and it does block some synthesis of vitamin D, but most people put the sunscreen on, and they stay out so much extra in time that they make up for it. All right, join us for the next program, won't you? Till then.
Nothing like a ting, nothing in the world. There is nothing you can name that is.
It won seven Tony Awards. The best revival of Rodgers and Hammerstein in a generation, cheers the Washington Post. There is nothing like South Pacific.
Begins Friday at the Golden Gate Theater in San Francisco. For video highlights and information, visit shnsf.com today.
Now, MetroPCS gives you unlimited international calling for just $5 a month. Add unlimited wireless calls to over 100 countries for only $5. Now, this may raise certain questions like, can I really call over 100 countries? You can. And is it really unlimited? It is. And $5? Are you serious? We are. Glad we could clear that up. MetroPCS.
Hello.
Unlimit yourself. Taxes and fees not included. Certain restrictions apply. See store or website for details.
Does your backyard sound something like this? Would you like it to sound a little more like this? Well, you can make it happen with System Pavers. From beautiful paving stones to fire pits and barbecues, we can make your backyard an inviting place to entertain friends, connect with family, or enjoy all to yourself. At System Pavers, we eliminate the guesswork and expense of transforming your outdoor living area into a personal oasis. We provide hundreds of affordable designs to choose from, and best of all, our design service is free. Plus, all of our products come with a lifetime guarantee. So if this...
Let's fire up the barbecue!
Sounds better than this.
Want to microwave a burrito or something?
Call System Pavers at 888-PAVE-002. That's 888-PAVE-002. Act now and save 25% with our summer discount. Call 888-PAVE-002 or visit systempavers.com.
I'm Gil Gross. We got to get back to the economy. Some people are having their lines of credit cards and such, canceled by the banks. There's lawsuits now. We're going to get into it on KGL, San Francisco, San Jose, Oakland.
From ABC News.
At 2.
I'm Charles Gibson. Democrats say it's a matter of decorum. Republicans call it a partisan stunt. The House is right now taking up the issue of whether to pass a resolution expressing disapproval of Congressman Joe Wilson's "you lie" outburst on the House floor during President Obama's speech last week.